So this guy has a vitamin D deficiency on a background of alcoholism. You can see that his 25 and 125 D3 are low. The answer is going to be decreased hepatic hydroxylation, which is the answer in alcoholism. Now I'm just going to quickly walk through the high yield points you need to know for USMLE for vitamin D. The synthesis is going to start in the stratum basale of the epidermis. That in and of itself is very high yield. USMLE question will show you a drawing. Literally, as though someone took out a pencil with the different layers of the skin labeled with different letters, and you need to know the stratum basale, the basal layer of the epidermis. That is the answer for where vitamin D synthesis starts. Now, 7-dehydrocholesterol is the initial precursor in the stratum basale. That is converted via UVB radiation into cholecalciferol. Now, this is really, really important. If the question asks you for what the patient is directly deficient in if he or she gets decreased sun exposure, the correct answer is decreased cholecalciferol because, once again, 7-dehydrocholesterol is converted via UVB into cholecalciferol. We produce 7-dehydrocholesterol irrespective of whether we get sun exposure, okay? So don't choose decreased 7-dehydrocholesterol. For someone who gets decreased sun exposure, choose decreased cholecalciferol. That's high yield. Now, that cholecalciferol from the skin is going to go to the liver where it takes on the 25 hydroxylation to become 25 hydroxyD3. As with this question, as we just said, this is decreased hepatic hydroxylation, which we see in alcoholism. Now, that 25 hydroxyD3 in inactive form is going to go to the kidney, the proximal convoluted tubule, where parathyroid hormone will upregulate 1-alpha hydroxylase to convert that into active 125D3. Now, if the lab report gave you a normal 25D3 but a low 125D3, if we see that discrepancy, the answer would have been decreased proximal convoluted tubule hydroxylation or decreased renal hydroxylation. That would have been correct if we have hypoparathyroidism or if we have secondary hyperparathyroidism due to renal failure, where despite the high PTH, the kidney is unable to carry out that 1-alpha hydroxylation. So that distinction between the hepatic and the renal hydroxylation, high yield for USMLE. And I just want to address the wrong answer, decreased mineralization of osteoid here, because some students might say, but wait, I don't get it. Like in vitamin D deficiency, wouldn't we have decreased mineralization of osteoid? Like, yeah, we would. That's true. But that in and of itself is not the cause of the vitamin D de deficiency. It's just a result of the vitamin D deficiency. So, not complicated, not difficult, but I just point that out because some students will ask about that. And just in finality here, the active 125D3 synthesized in the kidney, not only is that going to go to the bone to convert the unmineralized osteoid into mineralized bone, but it's also going to go to the small bowel where it's going to increase calcium and phosphate absorption. Okay, so those are the high yield points about vitamin D synthesis. Could chat about this for a while. There are many things that I will address in some other questions I write, but your take home here is just decrease sun exposure, choose decreased cholecalciferol. In an alcoholic, choose decreased hepatic hydroxylation. And in someone with hypoparathyroidism or secondary hyperparathyroidism due to renal failure, choose decreased renal hydroxylation. That's it.